love charms to get you into my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you into my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. The first charm's gonna be a heart that won't be broken. The next one's gonna be a love seat, where sweet words can be spoken. The third charm must be a pair of lips that's only meant for me. The fourth charm's gonna be the month and day when our wedding day will be. Ooh. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you into my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. The fifth charm's gonna be a bar of steel to keep our loving strong. The sixth charm's gonna be a little white dove to make peace when things go wrong. The seventh charm's gonna be a good luck charm to last our lifetime through. Spring them on a bracelet and a 1, 2, 3, or they will bring my love to you. Ooh. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you into my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you into my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charm. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charm.
Yes, I did it again.
What?
It's so predictable.
How many times have you played that now?
I've played that 3 times, and I know what joke comes next.
3 times a charm.
3 times a charm. Yes, I had to do it. I was just looking for an excuse to play that. Since you might have known that I love the song Love Charms, especially Ray Stanley's version, but I always thought, there's going to be an occasion to play Sanford Clark's version. And who of you knows why I'm doing this?
We missed it last week.
We missed
actually.
It last week.
Not last week, last episode. Show.
Yes.
Because he had just passed away a few days before our
yes.
show.
And Sanford Clark, one of our big heroes.
Forgot to.
Didn't he die from COVID-19 too? Like also Trini Lopez also.
He was dealing with other health issues.
Yes.
And he was old. I read that he was in the hospital and contracted COVID while being there.
So yeah,
being treated.
Goodbye, Sanford Clark.
Yeah,
we love you.
We're slowly losing. I mean, yeah, but the '50s. I mean, if you're,
it's a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
if you made music in the '50s and people are still alive, it's.
Yeah, I think, you know, among those Phoenix, Arizona guys like L.K., Seeley Hazelwood, Sanford Clark, he was, I mean, yeah, it was an important person. I don't think he was that successful. Other than The Fool, I didn't think he has much of a hit. But
well, the one I'm about to play, I like a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect for the situation. Go on home.
Go on home. That's the record.
It's on the Jamie label. So.
Yeah. I like... Yeah, his Dot records, and I mean, they're all good. These Jamie records, 45s, are kind of more country-ish, but they're good. Going Home is one that's not often played. I like it.
I like it, too.
So,
let's
do
that.
Oh, will you say you're gonna cut me? Put me 6 feet under. Better listen to me, buddy, to what I've got to say. I ain't a bad man, that's plain to see. But bad men don't mess around with me. Well, I'm fresh out of prison, 10 years in San Quentin. Lost my wife and family. Don't feel so nice. So before you reach for that blade, I didn't do that time just for shooting dice. I wasn't looking for trouble.
I never do. But the man I killed acted just like you. Well, I had a little boy like the one you've got. Though you ain't much, I guess you're all he's got. You better go home, just walk away. Better go home and throw that blade away. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Well, 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 well. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Say that one and one makes two. How come that two ain't me and you? You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Well, 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 well. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. If the world blew up and left just me two, baby, I'd throw rocks at you. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Well, 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 well. Ain't my baby no more. Well, I called you up, but you let me down. There's a lot more women in this old town. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. You used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Well, well, well. In the county jail. Used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more. Used to be my baby, but you ain't my baby no more.
Yeah. Bam. Woo. Yeah, that was our little Sanford Clark tribute. I guess most people did that. Yeah. Most record collectors probably. Oh, Sanford Clark died. We were just late. We did it anyway. And I found an excuse to play his other records. So good. Sanford Clark, have fun up there.
So now what?
Now what? What are you playing?
I'm going to play a new record that I just got that I'm super excited about.
That you paid cash for.
Actually, I've been waiting 4 months for this. It finally arrived after four months of waiting. The post. I don't know. Somehow.
4 months. Where's this been?
I don't know where it's
where
been.
It come
I have
from?
No idea.
Where did you
I didn't get
that?
A tracking thing, and the guy never got back to me. So I just thought I just lost the money and I would never see the record. But well, all of a sudden it showed up and it was perfect. It looked like it had just been delivered from next door. Amazing.
Weird.
So yeah, this is on the Cash label. And this is Ray Agee.
Yeah,
what would you say?
I would say Agee, but who am I?
Ray
I'm not
Agee,
even a native English speaker, so
the Devil's Angels.
Mm-hmm. It's an oxymoron, isn't it? The Devil's Angels.
Yeah.
It's a good record, though.
Let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Devil little angel got me on the run. I run to the east, I run to the west, but where in the devil can I get some rest? The devil himself can't help me very much. Oh, the devil little angel watches over me. Devil little angel watches over me. Cause every time I close my eyes, I got a woman right by
by my side. The devil himself don't mind very much. Ah, the devil little angel got me on the run. Devil little angel got me on the run. I run to the south, I run to the north. Ain't no one woman gonna be my boss. The devil himself don't play very much. Ah, the devil little angel got me on the run. The devil little angel got me on the run. I ran like heck till it just ain't nothing but a nervous wreck. The devil himself can't help me very much. I had a woman I could tell my troubles to. I had a woman I could tell my troubles to. But when the devil little angel blessed my soul, my woman got hot, left me cold. The devil himself can't help me very much.
Oh, yeah. I probably would say that's my favorite Laverne Baker record. And since you played a Popcorn record, I thought I'd answer with one, but I couldn't find any so quick.
So this is your substitute?
That's my substitute. Now you stole
again.
My joke.
Oh, we've been hanging again. Out too much. I know your jokes before you say them.
It really
sorry.
Is that way. Whenever I'm doing a bad joke, she knows what's happening. But it's great. I mean, it's a hit, but you can't hear that often enough. And also, I think the drum sound that was like Used to Be My Baby. Did I even announce that? Sanford Clark, it was Used to Be My Baby, the last one that I played. And it has this powerful, pressureful drums and everything, like this one. If you play this on a real big PA and everything, this blows you away. I like
crazy.
That. That's great. What else have I got to say?
What do you have to say? Usually what, he's speechless? That's insane.
No, usually I have too much to say. No,
this is Golly Gosh OG. We haven't even announced the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess if you're listening, you know, but...
Yeah, probably. yeah, hello, by the way. Hello.
Episode number 29. Yes. Welcome.
If you don't love us yet after 29 shows, you might love us after the next song, which is...
This is called Love Me.
And you didn't expect this one.
I didn't expect that one. He got me. This is on the Chess label, Love Me by Jimmy Lee and Wayne Walker, which is, yeah.
One monster record, and exactly as is the other one. There are three, that's funny that there are three songs out there called Love Me, and Skava is again playing with a buzzing snare. This time I don't even hear it. There are three monster rockabilly classics called Love Me, which have nothing to do with each other, completely different songs. One, obviously, Jimmy Lee and Wayne Walker. That's Jimmy Lee Fothery with his
crew. It's a generic title.
It's a generic title, but Monster Guitar, great record. After that, I'm going to play you the other Love Me by Buddy Holly, one of my favorite early Buddy Holly records. And I'm not going to play you the Phantom, because you heard it a million times before. It's enough. Two songs called Love Me should be enough you to love us.
We also had a substitute for love. So, I mean, come on. I mean, that's too much love for one episode.
Here we go.
Baby, won't you love me like I want you to do? Baby, won't you tell me that you're gonna be true? Hold me, squeeze me, kiss a plenty too. Love, love, love me like I want you to do. Love me just right. You know I need your loving every day and night. Hold me, squeeze me, I'm a loving man. Love, 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 love me like I know that you can. Are you gonna give me what I gotta have from you? Hold me, squeeze me, I'm a loving man. Love, love, love me like I know that you can. Baby, won't you love me like I want you to do? Baby, won't you tell me that you're gonna be true? Hold me, squeeze me, kiss a plenty too. Love, love, love me like I want you to do.
Will you let me know if you really love me? Then never let me go. Love me, love me, love me. Well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me the way that I love you. Well, love me, never leave me. Or you make me cry. If you really love me, then you'll keep my eyes dry. Love me, love me, love me. Well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me the way that I love you. Oh, let's go now, man, go. Well, love me, love me. Oh, baby, love me. Oh, baby, love me. Baby, love me too. Well, if you love me, honey, all the night and day, then you love me, all my life I pray. Love me, love me, love me, well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, love me, love me, love me, well, I love you. Well, love me, never. ever leave me, oh, you'll make me cry. If you really love me, then you'll keep my eyes dry. Love me, love me, love me. Well, I'm hoping you do. Oh, baby, baby, love me, love me, love me the way that I love you. Well, love me. Love me. Oh, baby, love me. Oh, baby, love me. Baby, love me too.
Yeah, we're playing big names today. Super hits of rock and
boring.
Roll again. Well, normally it would probably be boring if I said, you know, I'm going to play you some hits by Laverne Baker and like Buddy Holly. Doesn't sound exciting at all. But this time it was. Great records. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're all great records.
That's so really good.
That I really like the obscure things, whatever. But after a while, they're not so... I mean, people find out about them and then they get big.
Course.
So
and also, I noticed that a lot with... you know, music lovers and record collectors, you pass by the obvious things and you keep forgetting how great they are.
Yeah,
and
that's
And I mean, these last two records, I mean, they were just fantastic. And how often do you actually listen to them? And yeah, so I felt like doing it. So back to some obscure, like,
we're gonna go light.
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 Like two records on
here,
the light
label. Here they don't have, here in Germany or Europe, they don't have Diet Coke. They have Coca-Cola Light.
That's right. That's what we call it. Coca-Cola Light.
Diet Cokes or diet drinks, whatever, are light. So this is the Light label, L-I-T-E, which actually Bearable had played very first episode, first song
and
of
historic,
recording. That started Golly Gosh OG.
Yes. When we thought, hey, let's make a podcast, that's like more than a year ago now, a year and a half or something, I figured, like, what are we going to start this thing with? I don't know. And then I found the webs with Lost. I got a cricket in your ear. Huh? And I thought that fits perfectly because it's totally nonsense. I have no idea who the webs are and I have no idea who the Light label is, but Skaba just recently found another label on that record.
Another record on that label.
That's stupid.
On that record. What? This is Bill Compton, Too Big. And this is actually a trade I did.
Straight
with,
out of Bill Compton. Who is that? I don't know.
I did a trade with another fellow record collector here in Germany. And it was perfect. It was so easy. He had asked... if anyone had a certain record, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
You posted this
for sales, so why don't we do a trade?
And both were incredibly happy. So
yeah.
Really good.
Easy peasy. That's how easy it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Too Big.
Too
Bill Compton.
Taking me a walk down a one-way street, and you need not look for me back. I'm going window shopping for heartaches just to get the blues off of my back. I'm gonna quit dreaming, just forget I was born. I think I'll just lay down and die. That'd be the easiest thing I could do, cause I'm too big to cry. Well, you told me you wouldn't be gone too long, but just look how long it's been. Can it be you forgot about me? Where will this loneliness end? I'm gonna lose my face way out in the crowd, let everybody know that I'm gone. Too big to cry, but don't blame me if I do. I'm tired of being alone. Well, the sign on the corner said heartaches ahead, and it's a long, dark, lonely street. Shadows on the wall, they must be the blues. Come here looking for me. Followed me here to remind me of you and the day you told me goodbye. I'm all choked up, I feel sorry for me, and my heart keeps telling me to cry. But I'm too big to cry, what am I gonna do? I've been dreaming my life away. My luck's been bad for so doggone long, it's just gotta change someday. You can look for me down at the home of the blues, way over in the shadows alone. Too big to cry, but I just can't help it. Oh, why was I ever born? Oh, why was I ever born? Oh, why was I ever born?
If I would come up with a generic surf instrumental that has pretty much this exact same arrangement as Walk Don't Run, I would have called it Run Don't Walk. But they didn't. That was also on the obscure light label, The Webs, the other side of Cricket New Year, called Blue Skies. And yeah, what happens in the sky when there is when it's not blue?
You're saying blue skies. Well, there's a lonely moon. This is so cheesy.
We are really cheesy today.
We keep like finding records that actually go together or somehow fit well. So yeah, here's Lonely Moon by Johnny Wells on one the Astro label.
One of the most obvious popcorn classics to ever be played. Yeah. But that's good. It's a great record. It's good.
Going classic.
Yes.
Today.
And since you play something with the moon, I'm going to play you a record that's called Around Midnight after that.
What? Mm-hmm. Are you announcing it?
Not yet. I don't tell you who it is.
Okay.
Lonely moon, I'm lonely too. Why can't I be with the one love that I knew? We spoke of love, but how she lied. She didn't care if I lived or if I died. Lonely moon, lonely, 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 lonely moon. Need her so.
You wanna stay
when day is done.
Oh Lord, I cry.
I can't go on.
She wouldn't care.
Counting black clouds one by one.
If I should die.
Lonely moon. Lonely, 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 lonely moon. Lonely moon. Lonely moon. Lonely
moon. Oh, well, here I am and it's around midnight.
Around midnight, around midnight.
Just a little while ago I held her tight.
Held her tight.
Sound asleep,
sound asleep, sound asleep.
And I wonder if my love should keep,
love should keep, love should keep.
I need to sleep, but I got it wrong.
Got to go, got to go.
I've been so wild.
I
need her love around midnight.
9, 10, 11, 12, 1.
Some more love songs.
Yeah, I mean, love seems to be the subject these days. That was an authentic reverb. That didn't sound like...
That was an authentic reverb here in the stairs. Oh, man.
I don't even hear
right
it this time.
It's right by my ear.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
That was Doug Warren and the Rays. Don't really know who that is. The other side's If the World Don't End Tomorrow. I have that on some compilation. And the other side's much better, I think. Doug Warren and the Rays on Image Records, Around Midnight. What a reverb. That didn't sound like any effect type of reverb they recorded in a hallway of some, I don't know, concrete building. I don't know. It's good.
Sounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And...
I really don't have much to say today. I'm really surprised.
I should be more prepared. What can I make up some story here?
Tell us a fairy tale.
Image Records is distributed by National Recording Corporation, NRC. Shall I play an NRC 45 now? I don't know.
No, this is... But I'm going to play Rocky Star.
Wow.
Because After Midnight...
there was not a star inside. And he was wrong, because there is a star inside. There is Rocky Star inside.
Rocky Star, with two R's. Mm-hmm. The Wanderer. This is on the Bandbox.
And that is label. Not the Wanderer. Wanderer. It is another Wanderer.
The Wanderer?
Yes.
What if they don't even know what the Wanderer
is? Well, everybody knows what the Wanderer... Wanderer. It's not that.
Maybe it is.
It is not.
Let's find out. We heard it before.
Okay.
Wanderer. So I'll roam fancy free, day and night endlessly. I'll be found where the call of the wild comes to me. Restless wind begins to stir, my heart begins to pound. A lonely voice within me cries, it's time to cover ground. Wind and rain fall on my face, my spirit then leaps high. I know I'm in my rightful place, a wanderer am I. So I'll roam fancy free, day and night endlessly. I'll be found where the call of the wild comes to me. Wanderer. I trod the dusty desert trail that leads me far from home. The wanderlust within my soul forever drives me on. Each time I cross a rolling stream or climb a mountain high, I know I'm in my rightful place, a wanderer am I. So I'll roam fancy free, day and night endlessly. I'll be found. I love the same as you a long, long yesterday. A restless wind began to blow and call me on my way. At night alone I lay my head beneath the open sky. No chance to ever settle down, a wanderer am I. So I roam fancy free, day and night endlessly. I'll be found where the call of the wild comes to me. Wanderer. Love is blind and I should know, 'cause I've been in love many times before, and this time it won't happen to me. They tell you they love you, but it's not true, 'cause they run around with someone new, and this time it won't happen to me. Well, this time I'm not flipping my lid, and this time I'm not stuttering. This time a little bitty old heart ain't a flip-flop fluttering. They tell you they love you, but it's not true, 'cause they run around with someone new, and this time it won't happen to me. Thank you.
'cause I've been in love many times before, and this time it won't happen to me. They tell you they love you, but it's not true, 'cause they run around with someone new, and this time it won't happen to me. Well, this time I'm not flipping my lid, and this time I'm not stirring. This time my little bitty old heart ain't a flip-flop fluttering. They tell you they love you, but it's not true, 'cause they run around with someone new, and this time it won't happen to me, happen to me, happen to me, happen to me.
Why wasn't that a hit?
Beautiful.
That is just a beautiful, gorgeous record. It was not a hit at all. It's a it's an amazing double-sider. I think many people don't really care about this record.
You're
still freaking out. I know it's the other one.
He moved the snare drum and there's another one there that's doing it. It's all good now. I think I fixed it. Sorry to interrupt.
The snare is not sorry to interrupt.
No.
That was Curly Sanders and the Sandtones. The other side of Walkin' Blues. We played you the Walkin' Blues before. Put it away. Scaba had a copy of that. It's on the concept label out of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. And I was kind of sad when she got this. and so I was patient. And this time I got myself a copy too, so I can play the other side. Beautiful. It's really cute. Curly Sanders. I played you a record. I think when we played the Walkin' Blues, I mentioned that Curly Sanders' real name was Ray Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
And that he did quite a lot of 45s in the 60s on various different labels. And I played you one of them, My World is Upside Down on Tower. And I said, yeah, that's Curly Sanders, Ray Sanders, same guy. And then somewhere on the internet, I found some whatever blog, researching record nerd website that was having the subject, is Ray Sanders and Curly Sanders the same person? And there are many things that indicate him to be the same person, but others that don't. So it's actually unclear. Maybe it's a different guy.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. But yeah, this one's from Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, the one I'm about to play is called World Witness.
Why is the label called World Witness?
You would think the song would be World Witness somehow, but no, the label title is World Witness.
I witnessed the world.
This is a mint record, and it's crazy. It really looks like it's never been played.
And it sounds like it's never been played.
Which is crazy from finding records from way back when.
I don't know. Is it a rare one? I don't know. Because the funny thing is, you played Houston, Texas. You played Jerry Irby last show with Clickety Clack. Or was it the show before?
It was last show.
It was last show.
It was last show.
And it's great how different this one sounds.
Yeah, it's completely different from Clickety Clack if you want to go back to listen to that one if you don't know it. This is The Night I Whipped the Devil.
It's great. It's great.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
Every night I used to get lonely, and I used to go down the road, and there on the corner was a place called Joe's. Now that's where my friends would hang out just to drive away their blues. So I'd go down there and join them and drink that old devil's brew. Then we'd laugh and dance and forget about the past. And that devil sat up on my shoulder, and then he began that mean old laugh. You say, I've got you. Yeah, I know that you're mine. And then he'd buy me another drink and laugh one more time. And then one night, as I was coming back along that old lonesome road, I met a preacher man, and he said, fella, you've got an awful load. Says, why don't you come along with me and let Jesus forgive your sins? He says, he'll change your life, and he'll change the places that you've been living in. And I said, preacher, I believe you, 'cause I've heard of him before. So I'll go along with you if you'll just give me 10 minutes more. So I headed on back to Joe's place, and that old devil was laughing inside. And I said, look out, devil, it's me again, and this time you're gonna take a ride. Well, that's the night I threw the devil through the window, and the evil spirits out through the door. That's the night I gave my heart to Jesus, and the devil don't come around me anymore.
Well, honestly, the moment he found Jesus, he
Did
got
you find
silly.
Jesus?
we just Googled that. Trick. World Witness
that was a
is,
trick record.
World Witness is Jerry Irby's own label. And it was nice and haunting. And we got something completely different. it's also nice and haunting. You know this one. It's good.
Jesus is haunting.
Man, you know that house up at the end of the road that nobody goes near? Well, let me tell you why they don't. Well, in the haunted house at the top of the hill, the spooks give around to test their skill. That struck a 12 every night, seen to such a frightful sight. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, the ghosts and the witches and the devil too are in there mixing up a brew. And if a man should venture near, his soul inside would disappear. Your soul and mine is in their brew, the fate of which we have no clue. All we do is hope and pray we'll be here another day. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, if a loose life I did lead, my soul is filled with selfish greed. Thus my soul has found this plight, the devil's judging yours tonight. Oh, brother, hear me when I say you'd better live right every day, 'cause someday it will be your turn, and if you groan, your soul will burn. Stay away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight.
Lord, take my soul. Lord, let me rest. Lord, take my soul, 'cause I'm so bone weary, can't meet the test. Working in the mines all my life, a hard and black coal has been my wife. Ripping it and tearing it all day long, I'm so dog tired and I can't go on. Never see the sunshine up above. Got no money, got no love. A cold dust ground deeper in my hide. Been working as a bit till it's dead inside. A cold mine,
cold mine,
cold mine. Dark and dreary coal mine. Started working, I was just a boy. Never known peace, never known joy. Years gone by and now I find I'm still slaving, darling, number nine. Coal mine,
coal mine.
Oh, Lord, help me, hear my plea. Let me rest in my misery. Take my soul where the sun will shine. Set me free from this dark and cold mine, cold mine. Good Lord, help me, hear my plea. Let me rest in my misery. Take my soul where the sun will shine. Setting me free from this dark and cold mine. Oh my,
oh my.
Killer.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. That's absolutely one of my prized possessions out there. Mike Shaw, Coal Mine on the Chariot label.
Oh man, these last two records were equally fantastic. The difference was this year is a rather rare record.
Yeah, mine's more expensive and rare, and yours
is... I don't know about Chris Kevin, Haunted House, the surfer, played you before. Man, I don't know. This is actually a perfect record. Probably most people know that. I don't know if it was a hit back then, but they must have pressed an unlimited amount of copies because I think it was a mint copy. I think I paid $5 for that. Why? That, was that a hit, actually?
I think it even goes for cheaper.
Yes,
for
yes.
A buck or something.
An amazing record.
But and, it was a happy, haunting record.
It was a happy, haunting record.
Haunted House. Was very happy about goblins and ghosts.
And that's on the Cold 45 label. It's not just the Cold label. It's a Cold 45. Cold. Yes. I'm supposed to play something now. The next record is also one that is not even close to as cheap as the Chris Kevin 45, but man, I love that thing so much, and I was so incredibly happy when I found a copy of this. The description was good. I think it had some damage. Something happened during transit, I don't know, in the package. There's a nasty scratch on my wonderful the White Caps. That's
Jimmy. Oh, it sounds really white.
Edwards. Not Jimmy, Bobby Edwards. There were two versions of this pressings on the Northland label. Rock and Roll Saddles is the rockabilly classic side. I prefer the other side. It's called Why'd You Leave Me. Man, is it? Man, now I'm keen forgetting. I think Bobby Edwards, Larry Edwards, Jimmy... Johnny Edwards. I got all the names here. It's Johnny Edwards and the White Caps. There was another pressing of this. I think there was a later pressing or a bootleg pressing that said Johnny Edwards. And then there was a pressing calling saying Johnny Edwards and the White Caps. And this here is the first pressing that just says the White Caps. It's got an amazing groove. It's a great atmospheric drum sound. It's just, this record is waiting to explode, but it never does. It has this atmosphere that makes you feel like it's soon gonna happen, and it's a really, really slow speed, and you would think like this is totally going nuts any second, but it never does. But that makes it, that gives it so much tension. I really love this thing, but for the first, like, I don't know, 10-15 revolutions of the records, you're gonna hear a nasty scratch that I'm so
does it
sad.
Play through?
It does play through,
okay,
yes.
Let's see.
And let's see what happens. The White Caps, Why'd You Leave Me? On Northland, that's out of Wisconsin. Wausau, how do you pronounce the name of the town? Wausau, Wins, Wisconsin.
Say that again really fast.
Wausau, Wisconsin.
Wausau, Wisconsin.
I don't know if these guys did any other records, but man, this is a killer. Here you go.
Why'd you leave me, baby, why'd you go? Why'd you leave me, baby, why'd you go? I sure didn't do anything that was wrong. But here I am, all by myself alone.
my baby, please won't you tell me why?
Sat gazing out the window, reliving the memories of his past. When a smile came to his eyes and he whispered with a sigh, "Ah, Virginia, you've come for me at last. Oh, please wait for me, Virginia. Don't leave me like you left me once before. Through the sands of time we'll walk and you'll be mine. Ah, Virginia, I'll be with you once more." He raised his hand in an old familiar gesture, and he beckoned, "Sweet Virginia, please come here. Free me from these bonds of time, and forever you'll be mine. Ah, Virginia, help me escape from here. Oh, please wait for me, Virginia. Don't leave me like you left me once before. Through the sands of time we'll walk and you'll be mine. Ah, Virginia, I'll be with you once more." His ancient head fell back upon the pillow, and his silver hair whispered to the wind. Now he's gone away to be with his Virginia. You'll never hear him cry these words again. Oh, please wait for me, Virginia. Don't leave me like you left me once before. Through the sands of time we'll walk and you'll be mine. Ah, Virginia, I'll be with you once more. Ah, Virginia, I'll be with you once more. Virginia, I'll be with you once more.
I'm not sure about that one.
If the racist Cena's face when they took quiet, it ruins the whole record. Yeah, that I think it's an okay record. It's just
nice to play it once.
It was this case clop or whatever, like the chop, like. Pew,
oh yeah,
like you could maybe
another thing. Another thing we have learned from our favorite radio host that we always love to listen to, if he would just do more podcasts again. he was teaching us about the so-called clop chops. I don't know who uses this term, but it's a great invention. Case Klopp, the maker of White Label Collector Records, LPs, who did a whole bunch of stuff, amazing releases. It's nothing to do with this record, but what he would sometimes do is to cut out
an inappropriate fiddle break in a record that was otherwise be a great rockabilly record that just turns out to be some whatever waltz type of hillbilly fiddling. And he would just cut out that part just, you know, to make his LP sound better.
I have a lot of
better.
Records I think I would like to do that too. we have quite a few records where
we would like...
It would be a great
like,
record if it just wasn't for like this like bad choir that comes up or gets poppy all of a sudden just for the chorus.
Yeah,
by the way, this was Ben Wasson and the Hard Times. Wait for Me, Virginia, on the Caper label, if anyone cares. Cellbox.
Anyone cares. But I think, you know, altering any recording is a really bad thing to do, but I can also I can somehow understand it.
There are situations for sure.
The next record doesn't need no...
Don't need no introduction.
it needs an introduction because I'm here to make one, but there's nothing that needs to be changed about it.
Good.
I don't know, Maybelline Version's another song that probably nobody ever counted how many times Maybelline had been covered. And probably it's arguable if the original Chuck Berry was the best or not, or if any other versions is better or worse. Probably 100 versions that are terrible. But I am... considering this is an answer song, Come Back Maybelline by John Greer. Man, this is probably almost the best rendition of this. This is one absolute R&B killer. There's nothing else to say about it. I would call this my favorite Maybelline answer song, so to speak. So I'm kind of trying to neutralize this bad record we played before. So, and also the Whitecaps record didn't sound all that bad.
It didn't skip and it
survived a few revolutions. So anyway, John Greer, Come Back Maybelline. Yes!
What's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't seen me like the way you used to do. Well, I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill, opened the door, but cooped the bills. I pulled the wing, jumped right in. She looked at me with a devil grin. Said, you go back in that V8 Mac. I'm riding home in my Cadillac. Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. I open my mouth, tell her more. She jumped in the caddy and slammed the door. The fish tail zoomed on down the hill, leaving my popo standing still. My Cadillac moved right out of sight. I couldn't even see her red tail light. Maybelline, what's the matter with you? Maybelline, what's wrong with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do. My motor got hot, tires got hot, giving my V8 all it got. Chased Maybelline all over town, the caddy just wore my old Ford down. I never did catch that coupe de bill. Maybelline is rolling still. Maybelline, what's wrong with you? Maybelline, what's the matter with you? You ain't treating me like the way you used to do.
And if the water stays high, then I'll come home for get back home with you. Tina River's on the rampage, and the water's getting hot. Climbing higher on the spars too, trying to keep high and dry. Water coming in that front door, it's a flooding this old town. Gonna climb a little higher on this dune, and I have me another round. For those rains
two. I've scraped up in my banks in front of a drink or two. And if the water stays high, then I'll go back home to you. Headed on this barge to just 100 miles from home. All the lines are down from this old town. Can't even use the phone. And it looks like it's going to get wetter, inside as well as out. Bartender said I'm up again, I might as well go the round. Well, those rays came, I'm heading home to you. Floods came, washed out a bridge or two. Stand up in my banks in front of a drink or two. And if the water stays high, then I'll go back home to you.
No. That was a little, yeah. Little shout out to the people dealing with floods.
Yeah.
In Germany and in Netherlands right now.
Holland, yeah.
Yeah, it's been hit pretty bad. They're still getting hit again.
China too.
There's really bad stuff going around the world, being floods and whatever. Yep. But this is, yeah, not the best song, but it's a cute one, I think. Ted Harris, The Fairbanks Flood.
I don't know much about the Fairbanks String Flood, Buster. When it happened and what happened, but I'm sure it was pretty bad at the time. Yeah. So, yeah, this flood, I mean, yeah, we're dealing with terrible wildfires and terrible floods, and it's, you know what, it's all getting worse if you don't behave.
Yeah, so
that was... Who was that again?
Ted Harris. On String Buster Records.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope the people who...
from Alaska.
It's an Alaska record.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I didn't know they had Alaska.
Know they had Alaska?
No, I know they had Alaska, but records coming out of Alaska.
Yes, there are some. There are it's a handful crazy. Of good rockabilly records in Alaska.
Well, I know songs about Alaska, but not ones that actually came from Alaska.
What was it? Poppin' the Rebelairs, Alaska Rock. Was an actual record from Alaska.
Okay.
Anyway... we're almost over. We gotta somehow get out of here. Here's another R&B killer. Here's Arthur Gunter. Fantastic. One of his Excello 45s. Killer. I was just thinking, which side should I play? I couldn't really decide. I did decide in the end. Don't leave me now. Great. Just killer. And then we're out of
here. Then I'm gonna kill you with a.
Oh yeah, it's Gaba's typical
crazy ender. Madness record.
But which
of the
one
end?
Is it? I forget.
Oh, should I? End? Yeah, I guess I didn't announce it, huh? It's on the Jones label. The Doodlers.
The Doodlers.
The Dangerous Dangaroo. Just the title. I had to get it just from the title. Yes. So, yeah, that says it all.
I guess we would categorize this as novelty or something.
Novelty, yeah, novelty, for sure.
Okay. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Do you still stay tuning in on an internet radio? You don't actually tune. You don't have any knobs to turn.
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for... pushing in.
Thanks for pushing in.
Well, that sounds dirty.
Thanks for typing our address.
Typing in. Yeah, there you go.
Man, there was something else. There was some record I played or that you played that I had some comment about. But I guess you are annoyed by my comments already. So
no, there wasn't a lot today, actually.
I didn't speak so much this show.
It's kind of boring now, this show. No one's going to tune in anymore.
Okay, leave your comments. I know you don't, but just in case you feel like it. Here's Arthur Gunter, Don't Leave Me Now. And we're going to leave you now. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Makes me happy, thrill me through and through. You're the only gal that I ever had that knows just what to do. Didn't let
understand. I could do a whole lot better if you would let me be your man. Couldn't make a track in the snow.
In his ears and TV sets in his eyes,
so he can know all we say and do. And if you ever say I don't love you or tell me those little white lies, you're gonna get booed.
Booty, booty, ooey, booty, booty, ooey.
The dangerous kangaroo is meaner than me or you. He could bust out of jail on an old horseshoe.
Booty, booty, ooey, booty, booty, ooey.
The dangerous kangaroo is tougher than Dan McGrew.